When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
One Jeff Blum, the outstanding television analyst for the Houston Astros that we lobbied hard for to make sure that he stayed with the team. And now he's on a championship broadcast team along with a championship team in the making. Blummer, we always appreciate you spending some time with us. How are you today, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you guys?
We're hanging in. At least you didn't get any good weather for the games this weekend, or at least today. Boy, it looks like it's crap out there.
Huh. Yeah, it's awful. If you're really struggling to get outside these days, this weekend might not be the time to do it.
Yeah, no question about it. We all know they're 3-1. We know the Stros are hot. They're hitting the long ball. But I'm just curious, from your perspective, is there anything that stands out to you that surprised you, positive or negatively? I mean, obviously the starting pitching's been great, but even the long balls, guys aren't hitting for averages and stringing hits together. They're going yard. But just your early thoughts on that first series against the Mariners.
The bright spot, obviously, I mean, you hit it. The starting rotation for me. I know we're going to see Mike Fiers tonight against the Kansas City Royals, but that being said, the 1-4 I've been really impressed with. It's been nice to see those guys go 6 innings plus. Dallas Keuchel looked like he was back in form. But the bullpen has been absolutely lights out. I know that Gustave had a little bit of a rough time, but Brad Peacock, oddly enough, who would have thought, came in and did a great job after walking that run in. But Chris Devinsky, real quick, just, you know, making his mark on the league all of a sudden again, finishing what he did, or starting what he finished last year, by going 4 strong and punching out 7, which has never been done in Major League Baseball. It was a hitless 4 innings. I can't say enough good things about what Devo goes out there and does and how it affects other guys in that bullpen. Because if you remember that game Devo pitched in, Luke Gregerson and Ken Giles were both down. So it's a luxury having him. I'm a big fan of the home run. I know the Astros live and die by the home run, but I'd like to see a couple more guys on base when these guys start to launch, because the 2-3-run home runs alleviate a lot of pressure on that pitching staff. They're doing a great job in keeping other teams down, but you can only do that for so long. You need that offense to step up. But that being said, they're not striking out as much as they did starting out last season, so that's a good sign.
Hey, Blummer, first of all, I wanted to say thank you for explaining this new bat handle that people are starting to see, because I noticed it now in these last couple of games with Correa's bat, and I thought, what the hell is that? That looks weird. But I was glad you gave a perfect explanation of why they're going with this. I guess it's called an axe handle bat or whatever. But yeah, I appreciate, because that looked weird to me. So I'm glad you explained that to everybody watching the game. My question for you is, talk about this team's defense, because these first 4 games, I was, other than the few errors Alex Bregman made, I've really been pleased and kind of surprised by how well this team has defended in the field, including Gurriel at first base.
Yeah, you know what? He has been a surprise for me at first base, too. Sometimes that transition going across the diamond can be a little bit tough, because the angles you're seeing the ball off the bat can mess with you a little bit. And first base, believe it or not, actually has a lot to do with footwork. And I know that we've all been spoiled out here with Lance Berkman and Jeff Bagwell over the years. So they're really trying to find a guy who, obviously, it opened up a spot for Gurriel and his bat to go play first base. But I've been really impressed. A couple plays last night where he was off balance trying to make some plays on some hot smashes. What I like to see is that he didn't panic. That tells me that he's been working hard. He's comfortable. He's getting some reps out there. But he didn't panic. Popped up, made a couple of nice plays, getting the lead runner at second base. And we really don't have to talk about the outfield, because their worst outfielder is Nori Aoki, who could probably play center field for some ball clubs like the Seattle Mariners. They had him out there last year. So the outfield defense is superb. Alex Bregman, I'm not worried about him. People have to remember, he is a shortstop playing third base, even to this day. So he is still learning how to play third base. And it's a different arm angle. It's a lot longer throw. There's different footwork involved, but he's going to be just fine.
Any concern at all about Altuve? I know we know what he's done over the last couple of years. We know he's an all-star and an MVP candidate, but it just concerns me a little bit. Some of the at-bats, you know, last night in particular with the bases loaded, there's no other guy you want up there. He's going to make contact. He's going to get at least one in. He slipped out of the box, but, you know, you get the double play there. But it just seems like he's off balance a lot. We talked about it here on the show. He just doesn't look like his normal self right now.
Yeah, well, first things first, he is actually a human being. He's not a machine that goes out there and just rakes 200 hits a season. But by the end of the season, we'll be laughing because he'll have another 200-plus hits. But right now, he might be pressing a little bit. He's really found himself in some situations where they need him to come through. And he's sitting in that same dugout watching guys hit solo home run after solo home run. And then they finally get some guys on. He's in that spot, and they need that big hit, and he's been unable to come through. But I'm giving a little bit of credit to the Seattle Mariners pitching staff. I think they had a good game plan against him. It was a lot of off speed, kept him off. But that's just a phase he's going through right now. I think he's going to eventually figure it out. It just takes one or two balls to drop in the outfield for him, and all of a sudden he's turning into that 4 or 5 hit guy a night.
Jeff Blum joins us on the HRMP hotline. All right, Jeff, I got to ask you this because we had a caller bring it up earlier, and Seattle is leaving town, but did you hear that Seattle's ballpark is serving, like, fried grasshoppers? When you guys make the trip up there, are you going to try that?
Oh, my. I don't know. You'll probably have to ante up. I don't do things like that for cheap, man. But there is somebody on our crew who, you know, it might be a little bit of a food gamer. And we'll have to talk Julia Morales.
I was going to say,
you think she would do that?
I think she would. You know what? She's been to Japan a couple times. Yeah. She probably tried some crazy stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she follows the Hubs, and the Hubs was playing baseball over there. So, yeah, I was going to say either that or rookie orientation for your new partner and put Mr.
Hey,
Callis in front of some grasshopper.
There we go. That's a good call. I tell you what, if you put enough, you know, Cholula or some kind of sauce on that thing, I might give it a shot.
Well, you know now, it's high in protein and gluten-free. As we've researched this.
I was going to say, no GMO and gluten-free. Let's go.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Some of the other things we've been talking about that we know you will love to chime in on. We had a discussion today because we had people ask, what's the appropriate age to stop wearing jerseys at games and then also adults with gloves?
Adults with gloves? I mean, I'm all about self-preservation, having played a lot of third base and been in the booth for some foul balls, so I'm okay with the glove. I don't like these pancake-looking, flat, unbroken-end gloves that just look like you literally pulled it out from underneath your mattress and went to go play a softball game. Give me a self-preservation, so if you need the protection, bring it, especially if you've got family with you. The jersey thing's a little bit different for me because I have a bunch of old, you know, Mitchell and Ness type jerseys.
Yep.
If a guy shows up and wears a jersey from his generation when he was a kid, I've got no problem with that.
All right. You sign a lot of Blummer jerseys coming up? I mean, people coming up with you and showing and wearing your. Did you think it was weird to see a dude wearing your jersey with your name on the back?
Yeah, considering my level of play, yeah.
What if he had the bleached tips of the hair and the thumb guard?
Yeah, well, some guys try a little bit too hard. That might be good, taking it too far, and I have to call security.
All right, so how about this? On the topic of walk-up music, what was your walk-up music, and did you give guys in the locker room a hard time if for some of their selections?
Yeah, Hunter Pence was a guy I gave a hard time to, but we kind of messed around with each other with our walk-up music. I remember he gave me, you know, some crazy cheesy pop song to walk up to. But I remember when I got my first arbitration check, I came up to Alien Ant Farm's Smooth Criminal. I thought that was kind of funny.
That's great.
But for the most part, to finish out like the last 10 years of my career, I came up to Chevelle. I'm a big fan of Chevelle. Had a chance to meet them. They were great to me. And I just came up to their song called The Red. And, you know, it kind of. The opening lyrics meant something to me, and it was, you know, it just kind of got me pumped, and it had a good beat to it.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Of course, we're deeply involved in the conversation we can't stand, which is the MVP category in the NBA. Where are you siding on Westbrook versus Harden?
I'm taking Harden. He's got – I'm a Houston guy. Come on, man.
See, that's not what we were looking for there. We were looking for objectivity on Major League Baseball's best color analyst.
Yeah, there's a reason I'm on the baseball side.
Hey, now, I heard you, I think it was last night on the broadcast, you were talking about, or maybe the night before, but you guys were talking about, you specifically, were talking about surfing in the bay behind the tankers.
Yeah.
You do that quite often? Because I have buddies that go do that as well.
No, you know what? I actually, a couple years ago, I was watching a surf video called Step Into Liquid, and it showed these guys all over the earth surfing, you know, up in Lake Michigan on, you know, just hellacious windy days. And then they popped up and they were in the Houston Bay following tankers up through the bay and surfing the wake of these tankers for like 10, 15 minutes. And I was fascinated by it. And I mean, I've never done it. I've heard guys do it. And I mean, it sounds incredible.
Yeah. Like I said, I've got buddies that do it. Maybe I need to connect you guys so you can go give it a shot.
That would be awesome.
Well, don't do it on a game day, Blummer, because back from my Rockets days, as Matt Bullard was working for me in our department, he neglected to tell me one time that he went skiing in Utah, and then as he took the most dangerous trail up there, he proceeded to hit his head with a tree.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. And basically, they put him on the phone with me to tell me what happened because they said, one, he will never remember anything he says to you. And two, if you yell at him, he will be just fine with it because he's on so much stuff that he's not going to remember that either. And I was like, okay, very good. So let's not do the surfing thing on a game day.
Yeah, let's not do that. We'll have to pick an off day and go down there and cruise because the last thing I want to do is go on concussion protocol for a broadcaster.
That's right. That's right. By the way, I do have, and I told the guys this, I do have a signed Jeff Blum 27 jersey, only I don't think it was game worn because it's like a medium that was in an auction. But, you know, I wouldn't put it past you. Maybe you did wear it once or twice. I don't know.
Hey, you never know. I've gained a lot of weight over the years.
Well, we appreciate you spending some time. We always appreciate watching you on the broadcast. You can catch Blummer every night on Astros Baseball on Root Sports. And we appreciate him stopping in every now and then to give us an Astros update. Blummer, have a great weekend.
I will. You guys have a good one, too. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Jeff Blum right there. Always a good get. And we're always happy to have him on right here on The Usual Suspects.